Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 19th of October, Anno Domini 2013. And you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Michael Oden.
And at 5 minutes after the hour, we're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose. Nothing to lose. Kick off your shoes. Don't get the blues. Good things come in twos. And we have two announcements before we even get to the news. The first announcement is that next week is the Autumn Breakfast. You can join us at Greece Olympia High School from 9 a.m. to noon. We will be we will be there with this breakfast. They have waffles and coffee and sausage and bacon and
eggs
and us. And
the polka guys.
The polka guys will actually be broadcasting live from the breakfast, and we will then be cutting out just a tiny bit early to run over here and do our show. But we would love to see you and sit and chat with you. We'll be there from Steve and I will be there from 9 to noon, and we would love to see you there. Now, the big thing, of course, is that you have to have tickets to this. You can check the website at jazz901.org to pick up your tickets, to order tickets, and come and join us during the champagne breakfast. Wouldn't that be nice? That would be very nice. Unfortunately, it's going to be kind of a
bring your own champagne, though.
Yes, yeah, and don't bring it into the school because we are a high school. We're in a high school, so we would love to see you there at the Autumn Breakfast. The Autumn Breakfast, apparently, wishing isn't going to make it. So, third annual Autumn Breakfast will be there. It's been fun every year meeting our friends and listeners and enjoying ourselves. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So feel free to come and join us. It's going to be 3 hours of merriment and enjoyment. And speaking of merriment and enjoyment, and a couple of radio shows, right? And speaking of enjoyment and merriment, we are on the first day, our first day, of the fall pledge drive.
It is pledge drive time, everybody. Pledge drive time.
Yep. Very exciting. You get to give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or, of course, toll free at 1-800-790-0415. We have a volunteer standing by to take your pledges. And we've talked about this before, but for those of you who are either new or my age and forgetful, let me remind you what the deal is with this pledge drive. We are a mostly volunteer, non-commercial radio station. What that means is, and we are member-supported, and that means we don't get money from the federal government, we don't get money from the state government, we don't get money from the local government, we don't get money from the school district, we don't get money from the town, we don't get money from anybody except you. When we say member-supported, we ain't kidding. So you can become a member of this station and show your support for this show. Well, you all know that it costs money to keep a radio station running, and we volunteer our time, and we know you volunteer yours to listen, but we'd like you to reach deep into your hearts. And find the wherewithal to reach into your wallets and give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll free 1-800-790-0415 and make a pledge. There are various levels at which you can pledge starting, but if you don't have to hit a level. I mean, we have levels at $35, at $50, at $100. And at those levels, there are all kinds of very cool things you get in return. So be sure to ask the volunteer about that. Here I can actually tell you what at least a couple of them are. Starting at the... Well, here are some of the things, and they're at different levels. We have coffee mugs, baseball caps, T-shirts, sweats, pants, hooded sweatshirts, polo shirts, DVD packs, CD packs, nylon winter jackets. And, of course, the Jazz 90.1 license plate holder.
It's our list.
Here we are. This is our list. Thank you very much.
Slightly different prize.
Slightly different prizes.
Soundbites logoed prizes. You can right. You can get a Jazz 90.1 logoed thank you gift, but
that's right. But at any rate, starting at the $35 level, you can get the Jazz 90.1 license plate holder. This is a must have, but you have to mention that you actually want it. And that's I guess available at every level. There's the Soundbite short sleeve T-shirt. There's the Jazz 90.1 Enhanced Member Card, which lets you into lots and lots and lots of places.
In fact, we just used our card last night at the after party from the party we went to.
Oh, very nice. There's the Navy and Silver Coffee Tumbler, the white Soundbite short sleeve polo tee, short sleeve T-shirt, the Navy baseball cap, the long sleeve T-shirt, blah, 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 blah. So call and ask about these things. And here we go. Google wants me to re-enter my password. For no discernible reason, just suddenly decided I have to re-enter my password. Okay.
That's happened to me lately. Whenever I've logged into YouTube, it doesn't want to keep me logged in. It wants to always try to make me re-enter my password over and over. And sometimes I would have to redo my password because it wouldn't accept it.
Yeah.
And I think some of the problem is Google has been merging more of their services together under that unified account. So people that had a G Plus account versus a Gmail account versus a YouTube account, we're seeing weird problems trying to keep yourself logged into all of those accounts at once.
Yeah.
And then I have the added complication in that I have personal versions of all of those. I have Apple Cider User Group versions of all of those, and I have Jesse Group work versions of all of those.
Right. I've got several myself, and it becomes a little bit of an issue. All right, let's start with our first member. I want to thank Ryan from Rochester for his pledge. Very, very nice. Thank you so much, Ryan. We very much appreciate your generous donation, and we want to thank you. And we want to ask the rest of you to join him. Again, the numbers, just in case... you haven't managed to memorize them over the last years. It's 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Additionally, you can pledge securely online. You're all computer people, so you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And when you do, please, you can do that anytime you want, day or night, but don't put it off. You'll forget. You know you will. You're like the rest of us. Suddenly, in about a month, you're just going to sit upright in bed and go, dang, I forgot. You can do it at any time, but do it now. And when you do, in the comment section at the bottom, put that it's for sound bites, which would be very exciting for us. So we want to thank all those of you who have already donated like Ryan did from Rochester, and ask the rest of you to sign up today and keep this show on the air and keep this station on the air. You know, these we've said it before, but it's still true. These folks took a heck of a chance on us. This station had never had anything like a call-in show of any sort before, and now suddenly it was a computer show of all things on a jazz station. How the hell is that going to work? Well, it seems to be working very well.
And I've always said that Saturday is sort of their eclectic day.
Yeah.
There's the Latin jazz, the polka, the computer show, and the German show.
Yep.
So it's interesting.
But we seem to have fit right in, so there we are. And now I'll read the news.
You do your Paul Harvey voice.
And now,
Time for the news.
Page two.
Windows 8.1 had only been available for a few hours yesterday when hundreds of reports started coming in about the Windows Store being inaccessible. Probably written by the same people. No, I'm not going to go there. The Windows 8.1 update, which for the first time is only available via the proprietary Windows Store, includes a host of new features but immediately started causing controversy with a number of users reporting difficulty in upgrading. Users took to social media sites like Twitter to vent their frustration, with user David Burns saying the upgrade took 7 hours, and Lifehacker editor Angus Kidman tweeting that the Windows Store repeatedly timed out. The size of the upgrade varies based on which version of Windows 8 you already have installed, but it's generally about 3.5 gigs. Users can also keep using their PC while the files download in the background, and the download can be paused in the Windows Store. However, if you have multiple devices to upgrade, you won't be able to download the update just once and apply it to all of your machines. Microsoft said in a statement, "The Windows Store is the only way for customers, non-enterprise, non-IT pro, to download and install Windows 8.1. No ISOs will be made available, so each device needs to be updated individually via the Windows Store."
They have to make a version for enterprise and IT professionals.
They do.
That'll find its way out.
Yeah, it will eventually. Yeah. Windows 8.1 engineers did a Reddit Ask Me Anything Friday morning, but neglected to answer a number of questions, including, does Windows 8.1 still have the NSA backdoors in it? And wireless networks, once you set them up, there's no easy way to manage them.
Yes, it's Ask Me Anything, not Answer Anything.
Exactly. With Windows 7, you could easily do this. With Windows 8, you can't. What's the logic of this? They also left the question, why do you still force users to completely switch out of the desktop context to start applications, completely unanswered. There have been a number of reports about NSA backdoors in Windows. The backdoors work with Intel's Trusted Platform Module and allegedly have been found in Windows, the Mac OS, SE Linux, Chromebooks, digital right management systems, many software license and protection methods, and many disk encryption products, but not TrueCrypt. At any rate, our question of the week at soundbites.org, that's bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, is, have you tried Windows 8? What do you think? And the reason I did that instead of NSA is because I wanted everyone to keep it clean. And the choices are, it changed my life. It's good. It's okay. Meh. Wouldn't use it with a gun to my head. Now, shockingly, knowing you people as I do, I am utterly amazed to discover that wouldn't use it with a gun to my head is the number one choice. And one person said it's okay. One person said it changed their life. But I know you. You'll have a lot more to say about this. And I mean a lot more to say about this. So check out our forums. If you go down the right-hand column to Fascinating Stuff, you'll see a link for the forums. And that's 19 October 13. What would it take to make you upgrade to Windows 8? And, of course, give us a call. First to make a pledge and then to speak with us on the phone, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415, just like Gary did. From Rochester, thank you very much, Gary, for your donation. We really, really appreciate it. It always makes me happy to see that people value what we do here and are willing to become members of our family. So welcome to the family, Gary. Hopefully we'll also see you at the breakfast.
And back to the poll a minute. You know, Windows 8 changed my life. It could change it horribly for the worse, too.
Well, yes.
It changed my life, and now I'm homeless and on the street. No.
Yeah, I didn't say good. I just said it changed your life.
Changed my life, yes. It did change my life. There's now an 8.1 button instead of an 8.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's a change.
Yes, it is. This is an interesting issue that we're seeing with Windows 8. People hate it because there's no start button. I'm old, and I remember when people hated the start button.
Yep.
But now the start button is apparently something they cannot live without. And I get that. You know, once you do become used to something, it's very difficult to change over. We all hate change. Everybody hates change. I get that. You've got your I think you've got your
I keep getting
microphone
kicked
on.
Out. I can't get to the mute button because I keep getting kicked out of the chat. But am I in?
Does well, it, your, name, your face in? Is here, but it's not down here. I don't know what's going on. It's
you're in, but you're not. We're not really sure what's going on.
Yeah, now Jerry's up. I don't know what's going on. It doesn't matter. But as long as you're all happy, I'm happy too. We're talking about the Hangout on Air. So you can either, if you got an invitation, you can join us in the Hangout on Air. If you didn't, email me, nick@asknick.com, as long as you have, I guess, a Gmail address. I don't even know if you have to have a Gmail address, do you? I don't think so.
You have to log into your Hangout, so you need a
Gmail
account.
Well, that's true. You need a Gmail account. Yeah. So,
which doesn't have to be a gmail.com address.
Right.
They'd like it to be.
So, right. So email me, and I'll make sure you get in to the list so that you get the announcement next time. Or, of course, you can just go to my YouTube channel, Nick Francesco, and you can see the chat, but you can't join in. But you can see it.
And then we also have the Ustream live broadcast running as well.
Right.
And the past shows are available there, too.
Exactly. And, of course, the past shows are available in the archives at soundbites.org. And we have an IRC chat, which I'm sure is going along brilliantly. I have to get a better computer in order to run that on top of Hangout. Because my CPU meter is pegged at the moment. And this is an old and low-end machine, and it's kind of gasping and choking. As
no more! No yeah. more! Yeah. No!
It's
no!
exactly right.
I had a weird thing happen watching CPU meter the other day on a computer. It's got a dual-core CPU, so it can go to 200%, right?
Right.
It said 400%. It must have a head hyper-threading.
No, here's the way this works. Sorry, I was actually doing other things, but the sound is up now. Thank you. Every week it's going to be different. Every stinking week it's going to be different. The sound is back. Here's the deal with the way many of them work. It's 100% means one of your CPUs is being used to full capacity.
Yeah.
So if you have two CPUs, you can go to 200%. If you have three CPUs, you can go 300%. So let's say you have two CPUs, but you're overtaxing both of them. You can go to 400%, which means that you really need two more CPUs.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the way, that's the simple, and I know there will be those of you who are out there cringing about this, but yeah, Steve is having trouble with the chat. He's trying to do it through a Mac, poor fellow. Hard to know what to tell him about that. But yeah, we're here at the pledge drive. I'm pushing the pledge drive because it's important to me. I've discovered over the years that I'm very competitive about this. And the polka guys are clearly way ahead of us this week so far. Clearly way ahead of us. And last week, they started a week early. So we're completely smoked at this point. But you don't have to pledge live if you don't want to. You can always go to jazz901.org and pledge there. But we'd love to have you pledge online during the show because it'll just it makes me feel better. I am competitive about this. It bothers me when people don't call in, like nobody's calling in right now. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415.
We will take calls without pledges, but we'll be sad.
Yes, we certainly will be happy to take calls without pledges, but we would prefer
right
to have a
break.
Pledge. Right. We can take the calls with the pledges anytime at all. All right, we're going to take a break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Steve Ray, Michael Oden, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 24 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the longest-running computer show in the known universe. It's Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Michael Oden.
And at 29 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And I'm just, apparently I'm confused about this whole hangout business. I just need a faster machine. Things happen so slowly on this machine that I click on something, nothing happens, and
then you click it again, and when it finally catches up
exactly.
to you, the second click activates.
Exactly. All right. As you know, we are hotly in a pledge drive. We have Ryan and Gary who have pledged, and they're waiting for you to join them. The numbers are 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And hey, this is an absolutely opportune moment to do so because I'm about to read another news item. In light of recent and ongoing reports that the National Security Agency is forcing or coercing tech companies into allowing access to users' data, Apple has repeatedly said that iMessage is immune to this and that the company is unable to read your messages. Now, security researchers have shown that this just is not the case. It should be mentioned first, though, there's no evidence Apple actually has been reading your messages. And since they promote the service as private and confidential, it's in their best interest to keep it that way. After all, if it got out that Apple was peeping on your conversations, people would ditch iMessage in a hurry. Still, Apple has insisted not only that it would never do such a thing, but because of iMessage's end-to-end encryption, it's not even possible. And it's true that this type of encryption, combining several cryptographic keys in a highly secure fashion, is the sort of thing even the NSA might find troublesome to crack. The catch, according to security researchers at Quark's lab, is that a critical part of the security infrastructure, namely the server that takes requests for the encryption keys and issues them, is controlled by Apple. And it is possible for this server to send known keys instead of the random ones it usually does. It's a version of the well-known man-in-the-middle type attack in which the attacker places himself between the sender and the recipient. If the traffic goes through him and he can break or bypass its encryption, he can read and modify the traffic's content to his heart's content without either side suspecting a thing. So when Apple says it can't read your messages, it's like saying it doesn't have a key to your front door. But it does happen to be the locksmith. If they wanted to, or more likely were compelled to by government order, they could cut a key that would work just fine.
Or kick the door in.
Right, right. But would they? We know the NSA has pressured other secure services into installing a backdoor or decrypting certain communications on demand, and there's no reason to think they haven't shown up at Apple's doorstep asking for the same thing. Because such requests are top secret, the company wouldn't be able to tell us if that was happening. Apple disputed the findings, issuing a statement saying that iMessage was not architected to allow this and that it would have to re-engineer the system to do so. NBC News actually made contact with the company for further technical details, but an Apple representative only stated that they do not have anything to add to their existing comments. So, do you trust Apple to keep your data away from the NSA? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And coincidentally, those are the same numbers you would call to pledge your support. We're clearly not doing well today, and this makes me sad. We would very much like it if you folks would call in, make your pledge, and join the family.
Maybe it's such a nice day, everyone's outside in their car, so pull over and use your cell phone.
Pull over and use your cell phone. And it takes less than 2 minutes. Even if you talk slowly, it takes less than 2 minutes, so you should have that. Speaking of the NSA, as I alluded to earlier, there is something called the Trusted Computing Platform that is installed in every Intel motherboard, which is why it's in Windows machines, Apple machines, the new Chromebooks, everything. Whether or not those are used is a different story, because as with everything in every computer everywhere, they have to have a driver to connect to them. Right now, we know that that driver exists in all of the source code of all of these operating systems. What we don't know is whether they are actively being used, although, of course, being the curmudgeons we are, we definitely have our suspicions one way or another. But the reality is that we don't actually know whether they're being used. So don't everybody suddenly start shutting down all your machines. Although if you did want to shut them down and then install Linux, that would be fine. But don't use SE Linux, because SE Linux does have the driver for it. The thing is, the trusted computing platform is just one chip. So if you want to use the good features of the trusted computing platform, you're also allowing access to the bad features. So, you know, because SE Linux, the SE stands for secure environment or secure enterprise, depending on who you talk to. Or just secure. It uses the trusted computing platform to do a lot of those security things. So the hooks are there again. Whether they're actually activating the stuff that the NSA needs, I can't tell you that. I know that the Chromebook that I currently own, because it runs an ARM processor, doesn't have the trusted computing platform in it. But that won't be true of the new Haswell processors that are coming out. Again, I don't know that they will activate those, but they're there. So it's a whole big international game of who do you trust. And the big thing is that a lot of foreign countries are at this moment very, very angry with the NSA, with the United States, with Microsoft, with Apple, for the fact that these things are in there. Whether they're being used or not is less important to them than the fact that their trust has been violated, they feel, in the fact that these things are activatable at all.
Yeah, I was just listening to a podcast about Microsoft and Skype. Everyone was afraid when Microsoft bought Skype, they'd put backdoors in, and they did, and this has now been proven. There was a German security company, H Security, that found that when you're doing Skype chat, a server inside Microsoft follows any links that you post, including links to secure web pages. So that means Microsoft is reading all of your chats, well, Microsoft's computers,
right,
are reading all of your chats and going to any links that you post to your friends in the chats. So this company, Heist Security, put in a honeypot where they set up a brand new server, made a secure website on it, and then chatted that to someone. And within a couple hours, Microsoft followed that link and went to that server. Microsoft's defense is, because when they asked about it, well, it's in your terms of service that you said you'd allow that. And basically they're saying that we're scanning chats for spam and phishing attacks. Well, that's more a real-time operation, isn't it? If I'm doing a chat with someone and they send me a bad link, I want it scanned before I get it, not several hours later.
Yeah.
So that was quite disconcerting and alarming that Microsoft reads chats. So the assumption now is that they can monitor video calls as well. I don't think we have any proof of that yet, but that's probably a reasonable assumption. Right. It actually goes back to what we've been saying for years. Anything you put on the internet, consider it public.
Right.
Someone's got a key somewhere. It goes through somebody's server somewhere.
Right. The simple fact that something goes through another server means that somebody could get their hands on it if they wanted to. And everything on the internet, unless you keep it within your home,
yep,
goes through somebody else's devices. It doesn't even have to be a server. It could just be a router.
Right. Your internet provider knows every website you've ever gone to.
Right.
And right, yeah. And theoretically could be compelled to provide that. Right. Now, most of us have what are called dynamic IPs.
No, man, it was just research.
Yeah. Every time your router connects to the internet, it gets an IP address. And most of the time, that doesn't change, but it can. So the ISPs have to log what customer by your address is using that IP. And the next step then becomes who else is in the house. So when the RIAA shows up at your door and says, you, by this IP, were downloading illegal music, the usual argument is, well, there's seven people living here. There's no way to know who it is. So, all right, we'll sue you all.
That's exactly what they do, too.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yep.
And, you know, we hear this all the time. Oh, Google is reading all my mail. You know what? Petabytes worth of data go through Google servers every day. Do you honestly think they've hired enough people to read it all? It's computers who scan it for keywords so they can show you ads. That's far, far different from reading your email. That's doesn't mean, of course, that they aren't doing what Microsoft is doing, saving all the links, whatever, whatever, and checking them out. But in terms of humans actually reading your email, I suppose if you had certain keywords in there, Al-Qaeda, bomb, president, whatever it is, probably I shouldn't say those things in the air.
Those are just an example, Mr. NSA. And this is a radio broadcast, which is very easy to intercept.
Very easy to intercept. If you were to put those kind of keywords into your messages, then yes, I suspect that they would actually do that. But
break.
What?
Break time.
Oh, is it break time? All right. We're going to take a quick break. But we will be back in just a couple of minutes with Steve Ray, Michael Oden, me, Nick Francesco, and all of you, both members and non-members, on the longest-running computer show in the known universe. We are Soundbites right here on the truly great and truly
member-supported
Jazz 90.1.
Hi, I'm Joelle Van Buren. Please join me weekday mornings from 6 till 10 here at Members Supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Michael Oden.
And at 45 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites. And we are in the middle of a pledge drive. And I want to thank Edward from Canandaigua, New York, for his pledge. Welcome to the family, Edward. Right now, folks, Ryan and Gary and Edward are sitting alone in the living room, cups of punch balanced on their knees, waiting for the family reunion to start. And the parlor is practically empty. So you need to come and be a member of this family. That was a long way around for that one, wasn't it? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. You can also pledge securely online at jazz901.org. However you can or want to do it, please become a member. And we, as I say, we have levels of membership starting at $35 and going all the way up to $1,000. And there are special bits and pieces that you can get at each of those levels. You can ask Gary when you call. So we'd love to have you become a member, just like Gary did from Rochester, New York. Thank you, Gary, for your generous donation. We are delighted to have you in the family. You can join Gary and Edward and Gary and Ryan. And it's real easy to do. Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. You can also pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention becoming a Jazz-O-Matic member of Jazz 90.1.
Jazz-O-Matic.
And what you do is, when you call up, you say you want to be a Jazz-O-Matic
member. Sorry for your levels. Sorry.
I didn't do looking at him.
Yeah, that was.
The
that
board was screaming at me to stop.
It was.
It was. So I was staring at it going, oh my God, it's going to die.
Remember, when I come in and do that member supported thing, I.
Member supported. It's not as loud.
Yeah. I was trying to do the reverberation like the commercial, the promo ad has.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a difference between overdrive and reverberation.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can become a Jazz-O-Matic member. It's actually pretty easy to do. When you call up, say you want to be one, you can pledge $10 or more per month. And that puts you on the list every month. We'll take $10 or whatever you've pledged, and you can keep that up for as long as you want. You can just tell us when you want it to stop. It's pretty cool. You still qualify for the gifts and stuff like that. So what you can do is just call up and say, I want to be a Jazzomatic member. It's easy enough to do, and then you don't have to worry about it anymore. And you don't have to feel guilty when you give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415 to ask a question.
Say, and if you do have trouble calling or getting through, please try again. We have Gary in the other room who has volunteered his time to help take pledge calls. And then Michael on the phone over there, and then Nick's got a phone over here. So there's not that many of us here to answer too many calls at once. But
sadly, that has not been a problem today. We would like for that to be a problem.
We had it once. Let's shoot for having a problem again.
Yes. We would like to have a problem answering all the pledge calls. So everybody at this moment, go to your phones, pick them up, dial now, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Of course, you can call toll-free 1-800-790-0415. In addition, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org if that makes you happy. It certainly would make us happy for you to become a member in any way you like.
Yeah, you hear about websites getting slashed, dotted, or twitted, and you know, they mention an article on their blog, and it kills that server. Let's try to get soundbited.
Yeah, let's get soundbited. Did I tell you I once got slashdotted?
No.
I had the very first...
Slashdot is a really popular geeky tech blog.
And when somebody mentions something, a billion people all go to it at exactly the same time. What happened was I had the original Linux handheld computer, the Zaurus, Z-A-U-R-U-S computer. And it was a little handheld Linux device. And I actually installed Apache and MySQL on it. So I had a little web server that could handle two people at once. And I was very amused by that. So I told a friend of mine about it. Who put it on Slashdot? Smoke actually came out of the little device trying to keep up with everything. But it was very, very cool. If anybody would like to put on Slashdot that we are in the middle of a pledge drive and get a million people to all call in, that would be great. We're more than happy to have that happen. But you need to call in. We, as I keep mentioning, we do not get any funding anywhere else. We get our funds from our members. When we say member supported, we ain't kidding. So give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Show us the love. Show this station that you really do care about this show and that you would like to see it continue on the air. And the only way to do that is to make that call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415, or pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
And there was, at least 2007 is the last blog entry, a project called Open Zaurus.
Yeah.
To get the newer Linux kernels running on the Zaurus.
Yeah. Well, in about 2007, the very last Zaurus machine died hardware-wise. So
yep.
I actually still have mine. I can beat it with a stick, and it won't turn on. Yep. I've tried changing the batteries, too. That didn't help.
Maybe because you beat it with a stick.
That could be the reason.
But, going back to getting slashed out at a second, it surprises me how few simultaneous connections can bring down a server. I listen to This Week in Tech a lot, and they have live streams also. They have about 2,000 people in their chat room on average. And if they mention a website link, what, maybe half of those people will go to that website? It only takes 1,000 people to bring down an ordinary website?
Well, in ordinary, it depends on...
At the same time, yeah.
Right. It depends on how you're doing it. Because,
so, you know, big sites like Amazon and Google are probably set for millions at a time.
Right. They've got load balancers. They've got they've got 1,000 servers sitting around in the background, and there's the server you go into isn't actually their web server. It's called a load balancer, and all it does is round-robin you to another server. So
how many packets per second can it pass off?
Right. And that actually is billions.
Yeah.
Well, millions. And so that's not as big a deal. But you have to have that load balancer before you can do any of that other stuff.
And a lot of these interesting news articles that get mentioned are on university servers and just some guy that figured out how to do something cool and he's using his ISP host and
right.
Yeah, so it doesn't take that many to kill that type of server.
Right.
We hear about these distributed denial of attack servers and basically that means you get so many people accessing a web server at once that it can't handle it. It can't serve those pages out.
Right.
And that number isn't very small.
They don't actually go down. I mean, it's not like the server actually dies. It just can't handle the requests, so they back up and back up and back up and back up.
Too many people trying to get through an intersection at once, and then they're blocking both ways, and everyone gets stuck.
Right. You can't get to where you want to go, but your car hasn't stopped running.
Yeah.
It's just not moving. So we see that. We see that sometimes. But right now, honestly, there's nobody calling in. So, oh, look, the phone just went off. Thank you. And you can join that person. If you get a busy signal, call back. If it just keeps ringing, hang on. Gary will get to you. The number is 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And of course, you can pledge secure. Let's see if we can bring down the Jazz 90.1 server. Everybody pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Get in there, make your pledge. Join the party, join the family. We would love to have you do that. We're delighted.
Somewhere is Rob Blinn listening to us and going, oh, good God, no.
But see, the server doesn't actually go down. It just has a little trouble getting to the request. So you try again, you try again, you try again. Eventually you get in. And that's what we want to have happen. We want you to pledge. What keeps this station on the air is your pledges. Again, we're not like some other places that get federal dollars or state dollars or local dollars or any dollars. Our money comes from our members. These are the people who cherish what we do here. They love the fact that there is a truly independent radio station in town, and they appreciate the listeners of this show, appreciate the fact that Rob Linton took a heck of a shot at putting us on the air. Nobody knew if a talk show like this would work on a jazz station, or honestly at all. So we would be delighted if you would tell Rob that you appreciate what he did. Rob Linton is the general manager of the station. We'd love it if you would tell him how much you appreciate the fact that he has given Soundbites a home. And the way you do that is to make a pledge in any amount. I know that there's a lot of you out there who are not flush at the moment, we'll put it that way. And that's fine. Whatever you can give would be great. And the way you do that is you call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We would very much appreciate that. We look forward to welcoming you to the Soundbites family, to the Jazz 90.1 family. We're delighted at the chance to do that. I'm a big family guy. I love big families, and we want ours to be bigger. So join us today.
And I'm still having trouble joining the Hangout, so I think I'm going to give up.
Well, joining the Hangout is less important than joining the family.
No, don't give up.
Joining our family.
You should never give up. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Just keep trying and trying and trying until it works. Or do what I do. Try, swear a bit under your breath so the microphone can't hear you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work, if it definitely doesn't work, take your laptop and throw it across the room, and maybe it'll work then.
Yeah, the percussive maintenance feature.
That's exactly right. It's not just that you hit it with a hammer. You have to know where to hit it with the hammer. That's an important part of it.
Specialized knowledge.
Exactly. So please feel free to become a member. We would love to have you join the family. It's a good group. They're nice people. We get to meet them. We had an open house last night that unfortunately I could not go to because I had the other family obligation. But I enjoy the open houses. I enjoy meeting people. Certainly the breakfast, the autumn breakfast next Saturday. Call, get your tickets. Can you order tickets online? You're online.
I think so.
It out.
And just all the great music they have all through the week as well.
Well, and if you're a jazz fan, and how could you not be a jazz fan? It's the American music. You can become a member of the station. You can listen all week long to beautiful jazz music in all kinds of genres. They're straight ahead. I'm not going to go through it because I'll miss one and I know I will. There's lots of jazz music. Keep it on in the background. Enjoy yourself. Can you order the tickets?
You can order
the tickets online for the breakfast. We would love to see you there. In the meantime, we're going to take a short hiatus here. And that will give you plenty of time to call in without missing a single moment of the riveting excitement that is Soundbite. For Steve Ray, Michael Oden, I'm Nick Francesco. We've just finished the first hour of this show, but we have a whole nother hour of this nonsense. So call in and make your pledge so you don't feel guilty when I ask you to call in and make a pledge, because you'll have already done so. And the numbers are 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We'll see you on the other side with a whole lot more of the longest running computer show in the known universe. It's Soundbites right here on member supported Jazz 90.1.
Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Michael Oden.
And at 3 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And I want to thank Don from Rochester, Brad and Diana from Lodi, New York. Oh, Lord, stuck in Lodi again. And Al from Rochester for their generous donations. Welcome to the family. In some cases, of course, you're returning to the family. We are delighted to have you all here. We are thrilled. Thank you all. It's great to have people who care about this show enough to show their support to keep us on the air. We're very happy with that. We only come to you a couple of times a year. As I'm sure you're all well aware, it costs money to keep a radio station on the air. This ain't free, folks, and it ain't cheap. So we're delighted that you are part of this deal.
Yeah, it's definitely not cheap. If you think your power bill's high, just think of how high our power bill is with all the stuff we have to run.
Yeah, no kidding. There's a lot of stuff that's run here on a regular basis. And, of course, Saturday we bring in a couple more computers and some cameras and a whole bunch of other stuff. So none of this is cheap. So the National Security Agency, it's all about security and mostly the NSA this week, is harvesting hundreds of millions of contact lists from personal email and instant messaging accounts around the world, many of them belonging to Americans, according to senior intelligence officials and top secret documents provided by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden. You didn't think we were done with him yet, did you? The collection program, which has not been disclosed before, intercepts email address books and buddy lists from instant messaging services as they move across global data links. So here's the deal. The way this works is, let's say you're using Twitter and you've got a list of people that are in that you're following. Those get moved from machine to machine as they balance loads and as they back things up. And it's during those moves that the NSA grabs them. Online services often transmit these contacts when a computer logs on, too, or when they compose a message or synchronize a computer or mobile device. So that's the way that works. So anyway, rather than targeting individual users, the NSA is gathering contact lists in large numbers that amount to a sizable fraction of the world's email and instant messaging accounts. Analysis of these data enables the agency to search for hidden connections and to map relationships with a much smaller universe of foreign intelligence targets. During a single day last year, the NSA Special Source Operations Branch collected 444,743 email address books, not addresses, books, just from Yahoo. Another 105,000 from Hotmail, 82,000 from Facebook, 33,000 from Gmail, and 22,000 from unspecified other providers, according to an internal NSA PowerPoint presentation. Those figures, yes, they not only gather these things, they put on PowerPoint presentations about them. These figures, described as a typical daily intake in the document, correspond to a rate of more than 250 million a year. Each day, the presentation said, the NSA collects contacts from an estimated 500,000 buddy lists on live chat services, as well as from the inbox displays of web-based email accounts. The collection depends on secret arrangements with foreign telecommunications companies or allied intelligence services in control of facilities that direct traffic along the Internet's main data routes. Although the collection takes place overseas, two senior U.S. intelligence officials acknowledge that it sweeps in the contacts of many Americans. They declined to offer an estimate, but did not dispute that the number is likely to be in the millions or tens of millions. A spokesrobot for the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, which oversees the NSA for certain select values of overseas, said the agency is focused on discovering and developing intelligence about valid foreign intelligence targets, like terrorists, human traffickers, and drug smugglers. We are not interested in personal information about ordinary Americans. Theoretically. So, think the NSA is really not interested in your personal information? Give us a call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Of course, toll free 1-800-790-0415. You can also pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
I just lost my train of thought.
I got derailed again.
Yeah, we're talking about the pancake breakfast coming up next week, where we get a chance to meet all of the people that like coming out, get some good pancakes, and meet the Soundbites crew and the Polka crew, and just all around good time here at the school.
Yep, we want to thank Thomas in Hornell, New York, who made a contribution on the website. Apparently, I can't type. But he made a contribution at jazz901.org. Thank you, Thomas. We are very honored that you have done so. Thank you. You can do the same. It's just a matter of either picking up the phone, calling 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415.
There's a article in the New York Washington Post national security column about NSA's problem is that they have too much data. So apparently it's possible to get a job at the NSA to analyzing your data. Actually, that was a South Park episode last week or week before, where Cartman snuck into the NSA and got a job because he wanted to see his file because he was a radical. And they said, "Nah, you're harmless." That made him mad.
Yeah, it's... we've had friends who worked for the NSA, and I can't read this first name. I'm sorry.
It's Gary.
Ah, we'd like to thank Gary from Rochester. A lot of Garys this week. If your name is Gary, why are you not calling in? You should be calling in. If your name is not Gary, let's build up the non-Gary list. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. So thank you, Gary from Rochester, and all the Garys from Rochester. All the Garys were from Rochester. So if you're a Gary and not from Rochester, represent. Give us a call. If you're not a Gary, represent. Give us a look. I don't really care who you are. Just give us a call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. For Pete's sake, you're a computer geek. Pledge online. It's easy enough to do.
You can even have your pledge and your pancake breakfast tickets all in one convenient charge.
You're exactly right, because don't forget, this coming Saturday, a mere 7 days, less than 7 days from today, 1 week from now, starting at 9 a.m. at Greece Olympia High School, we will be having the annual fall breakfast. They'll be serving waffles, eggs, sausage, bacon, coffee. See, bacon and coffee, now I'm there. I'm there automatically now. I'm happy. It's going to be a great time. 3 hours of food and fun, not necessarily in that order, depending on your preferences. Alan Ray from the Polka Show, the Polka Dots, as Dave calls them. Dave is one step ahead of the law somewhere in the Midwest. Should be back soon, I think. The Polka Dots will be playing polka music live. Right in there. So bring your dancing shoes. Steve and I will be there to schmooze. So come and visit. Come and get a hug. Come and get a handshake. Come and get breakfast. And it would be great to see you and to enjoy your company over a nice hot cup of joe and a couple of good rashers of bacon.
It says sausage. I'm not sure about bacon.
Oh! Well, if there's no bacon, I'm not
going to. Waffles, sausage, eggs, coffee, and orange juice.
Well, I'll go even if it's just sausage. Although I'll be mildly disappointed, I'll still go.
Some pig product?
Some pig product. Very nice. Okay. And here's one. Snapchat. I'm sure most of our users are intimate with Snapchat. Is looking to clarify exactly how and when law enforcement agencies can access your self-destructing message. Basically, here's the idea. You take a snapshot and send it to somebody, and the minute they open it, it's deleted from the server. So the theory is...
Well, actually, not a minute. Within 10 seconds.
Right. Within 10 seconds, it's deleted from the server. So Snapchat is looking to clarify exactly how and when law enforcement agencies can access your self-destructing messages. According to a blog post from Micah Schaefer, who handles matters pertaining to trust and safety at the company, Snapchat can only retrieve snaps that are unopened. Once a message has been viewed by its intended recipient, Schaefer says that it's permanently deleted from Snapchat's Google-hosted cloud service. But unopened snaps are different. They can be manually fetched by the company in response to certain law enforcement requests, and only such requests. Do we manually retrieve and look at snaps under ordinary circumstances? No, Schaefer writes. If we receive a search warrant from law enforcement for the contents of snaps, and those snaps are still on our servers, a federal law called the Electronic Communications Privacy Act obliges us to notice that, as with many, to produce the snaps to the requesting law enforcement agency. Schaefer says that the company has received about a dozen of those warrants since May 2013 and immediately looks to hammer home just how small that number is. That's out of 350 million snaps sent every day. They've had about a dozen warrants. Snaps that have been added to stories are automatically deleted after 24 hours, but during that time frame can be reviewed by the company for terms of service violations. According to Schaefer, only two employees at Snapchat can access this retrieval tool, himself and co-founder CTO Bobby Monroe. Oh, excuse me, Monroe, where'd that come from? Bobby Murphy. Snapchat certainly isn't alone in its requirements to bend to law enforcement, but now more than ever, it should be obvious that your snaps aren't immune to snooping, particularly if your friends are tardy when it comes to opening them. So, do you use Snapchat? Give us a call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Just like Joan did from Greece, New York. Welcome. What's up?
I have a mouse. I have a new mouse.
Congratulations.
A wireless mouse, wireless keyboard, and it's jumping all over, and I can't even find it right now. And I found the settings, and I did tell it to put a target on it so it would tell me where it is on the keyboard, but it keeps jumping off the keyboard or something.
Okay, this is a wireless mouse and a wireless keyboard.
Right.
Yeah. We have seen this more than once, and generally it's because something is interfering. Is this wireless Bluetooth or wireless infrared? Do you know?
It's Microsoft, and it's not. I don't have Bluetooth on my computer.
Does it have a little dongle that plugs into the USB port?
Yes.
That's probably RF. Is it one little dongle for both the keyboard and mouse, or do you have two dongles?
Just one.
All right, that's good, because sometimes if you buy a keyboard from one company and a mouse from another company, the two dongles fight each other.
It came as one set.
As one set, that's good.
Right. There's a couple of things that can cause this. It could be a problem with the driver, but it is more than likely something else in the house on the same frequency. Generally, these things share a frequency with house phones. You know, the
portable phone.
Cordless phones.
Okay, that says right near it on my desk.
There you go. One thing you can try, just for the heck of it, to see if that's it, unplug that phone.
Unplug the power cord.
Yeah, the actual power cord from that phone, and then take the phone itself. You don't have to move the base station if you unplug it, but then put the phone itself in another room.
Okay.
And see if, in fact, that solves the problem. If it does, then you have two choices. You can either move that phone somewhere else or stop using, stop using the wireless keyboard and mouse.
What you can often
do... Right, no, I know.
What you can often do on the cordless phones is change the channel. Typically in the radio transmitter that the phone is using, there's like 10 or 12 channels.
Uh-huh.
And so say your phone is using channel 2 and your keyboard is and mouse are using channel 3, that's too close and they can interfere with each other.
Uh-huh.
So if you can change your phone to a different channel, then far enough away, that may help it to work.
Yeah. But
that also helps if your neighbor gets the same model phone.
Yeah.
If they're on the same channel, you'll hear their calls.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, and usually you're going to have to look in the manual. Obviously, there's a million manufacturers of cordless phones. I can't tell you exactly what to do.
Okay.
But you would then have to change all your phones.
All right.
To do the
try
same way. Sorry.
See what happens.
Yep.
Okay.
And what we're starting to see is in those cordless phones, they used to use the 2.4 gigahertz frequency, which is the same as your Wi-Fi on your computer and the same as these wireless keyboards and mice. A lot of the phones are now running on the 5.8 gigahertz frequency. And then the new Detect 6.0 is even, I think it's 1900 megahertz. The devices are realizing, the manufacturers of the devices are realizing that all these things are interfering. It's the 2.4 gigahertz is the junk band where anyone can make any radio they want, basically. And all of these wireless devices we're using now tend to interfere with each other. So the manufacturers are trying to figure out ways to cut down on that interference also.
Okay. All right. I will see what happens.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
There's also some malware that makes your cursor jump. It wouldn't hurt to run Security Tango just in case.
Right. But first, I would just move the phone.
Yeah.
That's the easiest and fastest
phone,
thing to
air,
do.
Phone, air ionizer. Break. Air ionizers have done that too. Microwave ovens. Yeah, we had one customer while we had to break here. Let's save that for after the break.
Let's save that for after the break. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Steve Ray, Michael Oden, me, Nick Francesco, and you. 20 minutes after the hour, sound bites right here on the truly great,
member supported
Jazz 90.1.
Before you call into our show, please make note of the following rules. 1. Turn your radio down. 2. Turn your radio down lower. 3. Remember, nobody has invented a good-sounding speakerphone yet. Don't use them. 4. Make sure you have a point. It makes for a more interesting show. 5. Calling does not guarantee you'll get on the air. No whining. 6. If you do get on the air, please do not tell the host what you just told the screener. We don't care. And 7. Is that radio turned down yet? We hope this will make for a more enjoyable program, and we thank you for your time.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Michael Oden.
And at 24 minutes after the hour, I'd like to apologize to Harry, who is not Gary. Apparently, I need to adjust my meds. We have a Harry who is not a Gary. We still thank you for your donation. We want to thank Dan from Rochester for his donation, and we want to thank Betty from Rochester for her generous donation. We want to thank you all. We are always honored that you folks have joined the family. Listen, when you come to the pancake breakfast next week, and I know you all are, introduce yourselves. Let us know who you are, and we're always delighted to meet folks who enjoy the show. And, of course, each of you has the job of letting everybody else know to tune in as well every Saturday. But the number one job you have today is to make that pledge. We are a member-supported station. Again, that means we get no money from the federal government. Of course, right now, I don't think anybody, well, the thing is over, but still. But we do not get money from the federal government. We do not get money from the state government. We do not get money from local government. We get money from nobody except members of this station. And the way you become a member is really, really easy. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. That gets you in touch with our Gary, who is here to take you, not Harry, Gary, who is here to take your pledge. You can also pledge, if you don't want to talk to humans, and I know some of you, that's really better. you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. It takes less than 2 minutes, even if you're a slow talker or typist. And if you pledge online, please do put it in the comments that it is for Soundbites. We're always delighted to hear from our listeners. And at this time of the year, it's so important. This station isn't free to run. It really isn't. Trust me when I tell you it costs a metric bucket load of cash to run this station every year. And as I said, we don't get that money from anybody except you. So if you would find it in your hearts to pledge and become a member of this station, I personally would be very appreciative. We would love to have you join. We'd like to keep these doors open. We'd like to keep these lights on. We'd like to keep the transmitter running. And by pledging around this show in any amount, still waiting for that $1,000 pledge, but even so, that's $2.75 a day. It's hardly anything. It's half a latte. You could let Rob know that you appreciate what he has done in taking the chance to put this show on the air. We're delighted and pleased to have that happen. Our very good friend Scott from Buffalo, thank you, my friend, for your very generous donation. We're honored and delighted to have you as a friend. Thank you. You can become a member. Join Scott and Betty and Dan and Harry and Thomas and Al and Brad and Diana and Don and Gary and Edward and Gary and Ryan by making that pledge in any amount, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. You can also pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Takes less than 2 minutes. Pick yourself up a great gift. Of course, if you don't take a gift, well, we thank you even more, those of you who did not take a gift, because it means that really all the money goes to the station and we don't spend any of it on the gifts. But we're honored and delighted to pass those gifts on to you. Wear the clothing with pride, put that license plate holder on your car, and let everybody know that you are a fan of Jazz 90.1 and that this show is actually important to you.
I think Dave still has some window clings left we can pass out too.
There's that. Now, here's a news item. While you make that call and become a member, new Apple products aren't as easy to come by as they used to be when Apple spread its device launches out a bit more. But as the saying goes, when it rains, it pours. Hot off the record-smashing release of Apple's brand new iPhone 5S and iPhone 5C, not so much, Apple has sent invitations to newspapers and blogs for a press conference scheduled to take place on Tuesday, October 22nd. That's this coming Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and that's what, 10 a.m. East on the left coast. The company still has plenty in its pipeline, but the co-stars of next week's event are expected to be a completely redesigned fifth-generation iPad, as well as an updated iPad mini with a brand-new Retina display. Both of the new devices will launch soon after being announced at next week's event, and there's plenty more in store from Apple next week, we think. Apple's fifth-generation iPad is widely expected to be smaller and thinner than the current generation model because that's been Apple's only mantra for years, and it will seemingly be redesigned to better match the look of the iPad mini. Photos of purported casings from the iPad 5 have been pictured in a number of times, most recently in the new space gray color that Apple introduced on the new iPhone 5S. Several unconfirmed reports also suggest that the fifth-generation iPad will be equipped with a Touch ID fingerprint scanner like Apple's new flagship iPhone. The tinier iPad tablet is also expected to be refreshed next week. Among the iPad mini upgrades expected at the show are a faster Apple A7 processor, new space gray and gold color options, and, of course, the high-definition Retina display. Apple will likely show off a few other new products that will launch ahead of the holidays as well, possibly including an updated Apple TV set-top box and refreshed Mac computers. We should also see iOS 7.1 for the first time, and Apple will likely share OS 10, 10.9 Mavericks, and Mac Pro release dates as well. So does this sound like Apple's got its mojo back? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Coincidentally, those are also the numbers you can call to make a pledge. You can also pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
When Apple sends out invitations to these press events, it's always a big thing, and everyone starts to try to analyze, you know, what all the subtext means and what the pictures mean. So, of course, the unofficial Apple weblog this year jokingly overanalyzed the invitation for the iPad event. There are 34 different leaves on the picture that they sent out, so that means there's 34 different products coming. Probably a million colors, maybe five, maybe two, you know, various colors. A large white leaf in the foreground means that a bigger iPad Maxi is going to become coming, but only in white. And so it's kind of nice when the analysts can play with them criticize themselves.
Yeah. Yes.
I caught that.
Good. I'm delighted. Yeah, it's it becomes a game. Who can top whom? Who can make the best prediction get closest to the mark ahead of time? And they realize it's all a game as well. And, of course, many times they're gamed by the companies who will release spurious information.
To track down who's leaking it.
You know, you give five people five different pieces of information and see which one actually hits the market somewhere. That'll tell you who the leaker is.
Oh, I hadn't read that one before. All the flowers and leaf petals on the logo looks like the old Partridge Family logo. So David Cassidy edition of iPad is coming out. I grew up with the Partridge Family when I was a kid. Yes,
I'm sure you did. Who was it I saw in a movie the other day and looked her up, and she's apparently David Cassidy's daughter.
Yeah, there's a lot of the kids of celebrities are now big in acting, and some of them don't use their family name because they don't want to trade on their family name, and some of them do because they do.
Right.
Colin Hanks has been in a whole bunch of stuff, and yeah. I didn't know Tom Hanks had a kid that was, he looks 30.
Yeah, he is, as a matter of fact, pretty old comparatively. It's, you know, when you he started out young, and Tom Hanks isn't that young anymore.
Yeah.
He's still a dang good-looking man, but he's not he's not a spring chicken anymore.
I was listening to a comedian the other day, and they were talking about how nice a guy Tom Hanks is, and he could walk up to you and sucker punch you in the gut, and you would apologize. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Hanks. What did I do?
We won't sucker punch you, but we will ask you to make a call. Terrible segue. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-529. You get punch drunk after a while. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Please feel free to become a member of the Jazz 90.1 family. Takes less than 2 minutes to make that phone call. Show your support for this station. More importantly to me, frankly, show your support to this show. We're very delighted and honored to thank Ryan and Gary and Edward and Gary and Don and Brad and Diana and Al and Thomas and Harry and Dan and Betty and Scott. But we would love to add you to their ranks. Please make that call. Please make that pledge. You can also pledge securely online. Those of you who are listening to this as a podcast, and there are hundreds of you who do, those of you who are listening to this as a podcast, please feel free to either call or pledge online at any time. If you call in, let the person you talk to know that you are pledging for Soundbites. And if you pledge online, please put it in the comments that this pledge is for Soundbites. One of the sad realities of the world is that we need money to keep the doors open and the transmitter transmitting, and we need your money to do that. And it's always, for me at least, a joyful occasion when our friends and family members call in with a pledge as well as with a question. So we're always happy to talk to anybody, just like we're now going to talk to Kevin from Rochester, New York. Hiya, Kevin. What's up?
Oh, how are you doing today?
I'm excellent.
You still there?
Yeah, how are you?
Okay, I'm very good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I have a quick question about IP addresses.
Yeah.
A few months back, I had a message on my computer that said somebody else was using my IP address. Is that a big deal or not?
Yes, it is actually a fairly big deal. Is this at work or at home?
It's at home.
Every device in your home needs its own address. So every computer, if you have a network printer, if you do cell phones, if you have tablets, and so they all need their own address. And your home router hands out those addresses. Occasionally, it can give the same address to another device, and that doesn't really matter. That second device just can't get on the internet for a minute. Usually what you can do to fix that is shut down everything, all your computers, all your printers, all your tablets, all, everything, and your home router, and then turn the router on, wait for it to be ready, and turn the other things on next, and then they all get addresses again. It should have, the message probably would have told you what address was being used. And if it said 10 dot something or 192 dot something, that means it was another device inside your house. So, you know, okay. An iPad, or, you know, if you have guests to come over with a tablet or a computer, they get their own address too. If it wasn't a 192 or a 10 address, then your computer might be on the public internet, and that could mean you don't have your own router, which can be a little dangerous. Having your own home network router protects you from some of the things on the internet, and your internet provider then passes IP addresses down. We were talking about that a little earlier. So all of, say you're using Time Warner or Roadrunner, all the Roadrunner's customers get an address, and you can coincidentally get the same address as someone else if their router needs to be rebooted.
Right.
So it can confuse the devices on your network, and devices can lose touch with the internet, but usually rebooting everything will fix that problem. If it happens too often, that's a sign of something deeper going wrong.
Okay. Well, thank you for your answer.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, it's a little tricky with networking and addressing, and we've mentioned it before that everyone now has to be their own network manager.
Right.
Because without realizing it, you have a network in your house. You've got your desktop and your laptop and your tablet sharing the internet. That is a network.
That is a network. And yeah, the big issue is every machine must have an IP address to get on the network, and that IP address must be unique. So really, when you get two devices with the same address, that's where you run into the issue where somebody can't get on. But of course, if he can get back on later, then what that means is he has managed to... Somebody's managed to change their address.
Right. And your home router can give out 200 addresses, so it's usually not that you've run out.
Right. All right, we're going to take a break while you make that call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, or toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. Or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We'll be right back with Steve Ray, Michael Oden, me, Nick Francesco, and you. 41 minutes after the hour of Soundbites, member-supported Jazz 90.1. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Michael Oden.
And at 45 minutes after the hour, we finally... have George from Greece on the line. We've been having phone problems, but George is a persistent son of a gun, and he's here. Hiya, George. What's up?
Good afternoon. I'll never give up on you guys.
Thank you.
Let me say, I have made a pledge, and I've added a little something extra in. I lost a close friend about 6 weeks ago. Soundbites lost a very faithful listener. He was a regular, and so... I just like to do a little something in his memory.
Thank you so much.
A little something extra.
That's very nice. Thank you, George.
The question I have pertains to a radio show I like to listen to on Sunday afternoon, late in the afternoon. It's usually carried on WHAM, but it gets preempted at football season time. And it happens to be Bob Brinker Money Talk.
Yeah.
I have gone in and I found that he broadcasts, or he's carried on, probably 200 stations that are identified. I'm curious to know, how would I find out which of those stations I might be able to pick up, say, on a live web stream?
Unfortunately, you have to go to the webpage of each of those stations and see if they have a listen live. You may be able to go to Bob Brinker's own website. I'm trying that myself now. And he may have a listen live himself, although a lot of times, because I listen to a few podcasts where they also simulcast like that, and the radio stations themselves don't want them to simulcast on their own website, because the radio station wants you to listen to the radio and pay for the commercials too. But it's generally you have to go to each website and see if they stream it.
And I would go, I would Google each of the stations and then pick up from there whether or not They stream it?
Yeah, and usually most radio stations are the call letters, and then .com or something like that. Mm-hmm. No, here, jazz901.org, we've got the frequency in addition. So it's not the call letters, it's the station logo.
Yes.
But a lot of stations will do their call letters as well. But generally, yeah, you have to go to each website. Now, what they may do, in fact, yeah, he has a station list.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
Sometimes they have a station list, but not all of them. And some of their stations do have a link built into the station list, so you can jump right to that website. So that's probably the easiest way to start at.
But I would find that by going to the station website.
Well, I went to bobbrinker.com and found...
That list doesn't show any of the possibilities you're describing, at least not that I recognize.
Under the Money Talk section, there's a stations link, and that lists all the stations across the country that air his show.
That's what I'm looking at.
Right, and some of those have links. So KFNN in Arizona, Phoenix, has a link to that station.
What was that call letters again?
KFNN has one, KION has one in California. So it's sorted alphabetical, but it gives the station call letters and the frequency, and so you can use the link if they have one, or you Google that station call letters, and it will probably find that station for you.
Now, you knew that because you're familiar with those stations doing live broadcasts?
No, I just went to his list and looked at it.
Oh, well, then I must be missing something here because...
No, it doesn't list whether they have a live broadcast. What you then have to do is go to each of those stations...
Oh, yes.
...and look to see if they have a live broadcast. If I were you, and you're used to listening at a specific time, then you want the states... Take a look at the list for the states that are in that same... time zone.
Yeah, because chances are, if you're listening on a station in California, it's going to be 3 hours
ahead of
behind
us. Yeah.
when we would normally do it. So,
no, I understand your point. That's a good one. There's only maybe 10 or 11 stations that carry it within New York State. None of those that I can reach with my radio, and they're all smaller stations. I haven't found any of them that did a simulcast.
Right.
I was going to
start looking outside. But
yeah.
A good point on the time zone. So.
But that may be specifically because Bob Brinker charges for his audio stream.
Well,
he's one of the very few radio stations I've seen. It's usually the big guys, you know, Rush Limbaugh and that charge for their podcasts,
exactly.
Basically, and in fact, a lot of stations have started calling it on demand. So because podcast implies an iPod, but you can use podcasts on any device. So a lot of stations and a lot of shows have started calling it on demand audio and video, because you just go to the internet and get it on demand.
So for example, Naples, Florida, he's on WFSX 92.5 FM.
Yeah.
Their web station, which is 925foxnews.com, has a listen live section.
Oh, good.
Which I really shouldn't have clicked on.
Yeah. But it is pretty much a matter of trial and error. You find the station call letters on that show's website, what stations they're syndicated on, and then go to that website of that station and see if they have a listen live button.
Well, you've had some good suggestions, because what was occurring to me is I'm more apt to find the web broadcast not at the smaller stations, but at a bigger one, but might be far away. That wouldn't be particularly a problem coming through the website.
Right. Well, I said, the station in Naples, Florida.
Well, I got that one written down. I think that's a good lead.
There you go.
Okay. And so, again, thanks for your help. I hope this works out.
Sure, me too. Thanks.
Bye.
A lot of times, the big radio stations will simulcast, and then you can tape delay it. There are also Pandora has no, not Pandora, Sonos. We've been playing with the Sonos speaker systems, and Sonos lets you play music from Pandora and Spotify and Songza and all the internet stations, and it also finds broadcast radio stations. So it knows. So the week I wasn't here, I went into Sonos and said, "Find Jazz 90.1," and it found the stream for me and started playing it. So
right,
and that, I knew the station, so it found it for me.
Right, and there are apps that you can get for your iOS or Android device,
especially if it's a clear channel or like intercom station.
Yeah.
Both of them both have of course, clear channel's got the iHeartRadio app, and then intercom's got apps for the individual stations and whatnot. If it's if that station's owned by either of those two major conglomerates, pretty much there's going to be an app for it.
Oh, and here's a neat website I just found. I Googled Bob Brinker streaming, and I found a website called Streaming Radio Guide. And you can find streaming sources for all sorts of radio stations and genres and everything else, jazz. So here we go. Let's go to Streaming Radio for Jazz. Here's all the 54 jazz stations it found. So Streaming Radio Guide. There's a source for finding broadcast radio streams.
StreamingRadioGuide.com, and you'll put that on the website.
Yep.
Very nice. Very nice. Look at this. We're doing it. So
let's make sure we're listed.
Yeah, let's make sure we're listed. But that's one of the nice things that we can do here. A lot of stations don't simulcast because they are protecting their advertisers. Well, we don't have advertisers. We have members.
And we have a call, and we're running out of time. So maybe this might be our last call of the day.
Hi there. Who's this?
This is John.
Where are you calling from, John?
Oh, Rochester.
Okay, what's up?
I have an iPad mini, and when I add things to the reading list, how do I recall them?
In Safari, which is the browser on the iPad,
yes.
There's a button, and let me bring mine up. Are you running OS 6 or OS 7?
The latest one.
OS 7, yeah. So you use the bookmark icon on the right-hand side, which looks like a little book, and that shows you your bookmarks on the left, and then there's another button that looks like eyeglasses,
yes.
And that switches you to your reading list.
Oh, how do I read what I have already in my reading list?
Tap on the link. So when you're showing the reading list in the bookmark menu, it shows you all of the articles you've marked for reading later.
Yes.
And then you can tap on that link, and it brings up that link for you to read.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Reading list is a neat feature. If you find something really cool that you want to read, but you don't have time to read it now, you can add it to your reading list, and then it shows up in this reading list. And with Apple iCloud, it synchronizes that reading list through all your Apple devices.
You're listening to Soundbox.
And if you're using Google devices, it probably synchronizes through all your Google apps and tablets and whatnot.
All right, that's it. We're done for another week. I want to thank everybody who called in with a question, but I particularly and specially want to thank Ryan, Gary, Edward, Gary, Don, Brad and Diana, Al, Thomas, Harry, Dan, Betty, and Scott for their very generous donations and their membership in Jazz 90.1. It's folks like you who will keep us on the air. Remember, you can still pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Make sure in the comments you say it's for sound bites. But don't turn off that radio, because George is here with the best German music you will hear all week. And we will see you next week on the longest-running computer show in the known universe, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1.